Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And today is part two of our three-part series, When Love Becomes Control, Understanding Psychological Abuse. In our last episode, we talked about the psychological layering, how abuse isn't just about one behavior. It's about many subtle tactics stacking together until someone slowly loses their sense of self and freedom. Today, I want to go a layer deeper into the body and the brain. Because one of the most painful questions survivors ask is, why do I still react this way? Even when I know I'm not there anymore. I'm not in that situation anymore. And the answer is, your nervous system learned how to survive. And trauma is not just a memory, it's a body response. So when we experience coercive control, our brains aren't just recording these events. They're learning what is dangerous, what is safe, what do we do to stay connected? In your body, it doesn't speak in words, it speaks in sensations. It's the tightness in your chest. It's the racing heart. It's the nausea. It's the heaviness. It's the numbness. So even when your mind says, I'm safe now, your body might still be asking, but are we really? And that's not being dramatic. That's your survival system still on duty, because it thinks it still needs to be. So let's talk about the trauma bonding for a moment, because this is huge. In coercive control, the brain gets caught in a chemical loop. It's the dopamine, or the good stuff, the feel-good stuff from the affection and the approval and the love that we feel. And then it's the cortisol, from the stress, from the fear and the conflict of everything happening. And so your body starts associating the relief with the person who's causing the pain. So even when the relationship hurts, your brain still thinks, oh, but this is where my safety comes from. So it's the good stuff, it's the cycle of the good stuff and the bad stuff. And we start feeling that pain, and then the same person comes and makes that pain feel better. And then we hold on tight through the bad stuff again to get back to the good. And this is the actual chemical loop that we get caught in. It's not just emotional, okay? It's physiological. And your body starts, in order to survive, is trying to get to safety, and it starts associating that with the person that's also harming you because they're also making you feel better. I know it's complicated, but it's so important that we understand this. And that's why leaving can feel like withdrawal. Because neurologically, in many ways, it is. You are withdrawing from this toxic thing that has you gripped. And we're trying to awaken your body to the fact that that's not actually safe. It's not weakness. It's just how the human brain attaches under threat. And this can lead to several things. For one, hypervigilance, okay? It's that constant feeling of alertness, right? Where we're constantly scanning for danger, we're scanning for the tone changes, we're reading facial expressions, we're bracing for the impact, right? And we feel that hypervigilance in our body. And then for other people, we get frozen. So we numb out. We feel stuck. We feel disconnected. Also, just a trauma response. And then many of us fall into what we call fawning, where in order to stay safe, we over accommodate, we people please, we stay agreeable to avoid conflict. And these are not personality flaws. These are nervous system strategies. Your body chose the option that gave you the best chance of staying safe at the time. And this trauma gets caught up in our body. And this is why talk therapy is not enough. And I'm a big fan of talk therapy, it's really important, but it's not enough when trying to heal trauma, which is lodged in the body. Because trauma doesn't just live in your thoughts, it lives in your muscles, in your breath, in your posture, in your heart rate, in your reflexes. So if we only do work cognitively, but the body is still bracing, then healing is going to feel slow and frustrating. And this is why trauma-informed approaches matter. This is why somatic work matters. And this is why modalities like ART and EMDR and other body-based therapies can be so powerful. I use a trauma therapy called accelerated resolution therapy, or ART. And this is a specialized experiential trauma therapy that helps connect the body, the brain, and the emotions, targeting painful memories and messages for the purpose of comforting, reparenting, reprocessing, rescripting, and resolving unhealed hurt in the body. And one of the things I love about this is that people don't have to relive or retell every painful detail of what they've been through. It works with the brain and the nervous system to help traumatic memories lose their emotional charge. It removes the pain. So instead of it feeling like it's still happening, the body can finally recognize that it's over. And for so many survivors, that shift is incredibly freeing. And I'm telling you, anytime I do art with a client, I feel like I'm witnessing a miracle. I'm seeing these people get relief, and I'm seeing them realize that they have what they need to take their life back, to love that little girl inside of them, and to start living connected to them. And as we do this, the body, the nervous system learns, okay, that was then, this is now. Now I'm safe. Another thing that I really want to bring your attention to that's medical support for the nervous system is the stellate ganglion block, or the SGB shot. And I have personally seen this shot help women who were stuck in that survival mode, who were so confused, who were so disconnected. And I have seen them be absolutely transformed. I've seen them break free. I've seen them be able to finally take the next step that they needed in order to be reconnected to their life, to themselves. And this is a medical procedure that's done by a physician that targets part of the sympathetic nervous system, that part that's responsible for the fight or flight. Remember, we talked about the hypervigilance, right? That fight or flight. So this targets the physical injury of trauma, of PTSD in the body. And it's an injection that's given by a medical provider that targets a cluster of nerves in the neck that are part of the sympathetic nervous system, which is that system that's responsible for that fight or flight. And so, with some people that have PTSD or CPTSD or severe trauma responses or severe chronic pain from trauma, that system gets stuck in high alert, almost like the body can't find its way back to calm. I liken it to a boat being stuck in full throttle. It's just like, oh, it's constant, 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 but it's stuck there. And what the SGB shot can do for people is it can take that lever and pull it back into neutral, and it can turn down that loudness in your body, that alarm system that's just constantly going off, so that your body isn't living in survival mode anymore. It doesn't replace therapy, it doesn't erase trauma, but for some people, it creates that window of calm. That's enough relief that you can think more clearly, that you can feel less overwhelmed, and actually engage in healing in a way that wasn't possible before. I've seen women who were stuck in fear and confusion finally feel grounded enough to say, okay, I can do it now. I can take the next step. And that kind of nervous system relief can be incredibly powerful when someone is trying to get free and rebuild their life. As someone who works with women who are stuck in abusive relationships, who have incredible amounts of trauma and feel so disempowered, I have seen this shot really aid in their healing and in empowering them to take their life back. And if I could recommend the best treatment that I could offer you, it would be the SGB shot as a kickstart to your healing, as something that opens you up to be able to access the pain so that we could heal the pain in therapy. So the recommendation would be an SGB shot and then like a trauma intensive where we are then able to use something like ART and do the reprocessing, the reparenting, and the resolving of the pain and of the relationship with yourself. So, I know that was a lot, but it's something I've been wanting to tell you about for a while because I'm watching it change people's lives. And as a trauma therapist, I want you to heal, and I want you to do whatever that takes and use whatever means possible that will give you the best chance at healing and taking your life back. And that's physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, in every single way. So, if your body feels like it's constantly on fire or in fear, it doesn't mean that you're failing or that your healing isn't working. It might mean that your nervous system needs more support, not more willpower. And healing isn't about trying harder. It's about helping the body feel safe enough to change. Because healing from coercive control usually includes restoring safety in the body, which is why I said we've got to do more than talk therapy. That can be gentle grounding, breath work, movement, noticing sensations, and all I use all of that in art. Rebuilding self-trust, okay? Learning to listen to your body again. Learning to honor the cues instead of overriding them. Safe relationships. Relationships where they don't involve punishment or withdrawal. Processing the traumatic memories so they stop hijacking the present. And like I said, one of my favorite things about art and what I want you to know about trauma is you do not have to relive every detail of your trauma to heal. Healing does not require re-traumatizing yourself. It requires your nervous system to experience safety, choice, and agency again. And the body learns through experience. And that's why the small moments matter so much. Like saying no and it being respected. Expressing a feeling and it not being punished, resting without guilt. When I have people doing an art session with me and they tell me where they feel something in their body, I have them put their hand on that part of their body and just hold it there. And it brings comfort to that part of them that feels so abandoned and alone. And they don't even realize that the power that they have, even just in their hand, as they bring comfort to their body where that trauma is held. And each of those moments, they seem small, but they're not. And they teach your body, I am allowed to exist without earning safety. And over time, it will learn more and more that it's safe with you. And so, if you find yourself frustrated because healing isn't working as fast as you want it to, hear me out. Your body learned these responses over time, and it will also learn safety over time. And healing is more accessible to you than you realize. You are not behind, you're not failing. You are healing at the speed of trust that you're restoring in your heart, in your body, in your soul. And listen, you are not that girl anymore. You're not the one who had to disappear to survive. You're becoming the woman who gets to take up space to breathe deeply and to live fully. And I am so honored that I get to walk this journey with you. And in our next and final part of this series, we're going to talk about something that I see carries so much unnecessary shame. And that is, why do strong, capable, loving women become the ones who get trapped in psychological abuse? And why that says nothing about you or weakness. But it says everything about how abuse works. So remember, you matter, your pain matters, your story matters, your voice matters, and you're not that girl anymore.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.